So today, I would like to pick it up from where we left off 3 weeks ago in our extended sermon series entitled Knowing God Through His Names, Attributes, Titles, and Metaphors. Last time, we talked about the three powerful names of God, the El Olam, the Everlasting God, Yahweh or Adonai Merodishkem, the Lord who sanctifies you, or the Lord our sanctifier. And then we talked about Elkanah, a jealous God and consuming fire. But today we end the series exploring the name Atik Yomin, which is an Aramaic name for Yahweh, meaning the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days is a name given to God by the prophet Daniel, contrasting his everlasting powers with the fragile existence of the empires in this world. The metaphor, Ancient of Days, which some people say is a title of God, occurs three times in the Bible. They are all found in Daniel chapter number 7. And so if you have your Bible this morning, why don't you turn with me to the book of Daniel? We're going to land in chapter number 7, and we're going to read verse 9, 13, and 22. The book of Daniel and chapter number 7. When you find it, please rise to your feet in honor of the reading of God's word. The Bible says, as I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. Verse 13. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. Verse 22. Until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. The time came when they possessed the kingdom. Time came when the saints inherited the kingdom. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Why don't you take your seat? Before we delve into the message this morning, allow me to give you the setting of our text. The year is 553 BC. Daniel has a dream from God dealing with the Gentile nations, kingdoms, powers, and empires. It is a prophecy concerning their future demise or destruction. In this vision, Daniel sees multiple layers of various empires in the four beasts coming out of the sea. A winged lion, which scholars say refers to Babylon, 605 to 539 BCE. He also saw a bear, which scholars say represents the Medes and Persians of 539 to 331 BCE. And then he saw a leopard with two sets of wings, which scholars again say represents the Greek Empire of 331 to 168 BCE, and a beast with 10 horns, having iron teeth. And scholars say that represents the Roman Empire. And that is 168 BCE to 476 CE. Now, these four empires, forget about the 10 horns, the 10 kingdoms, or maybe powers in Europe that I will not go to because of time. But these four empires rose to great power. They had great influence and world dominance. But they crumbled and fell apart over time. Then a fifth world power emerged in the vision. And many theologians believe this fifth power represents the Antichrist of the end times. But then the Ancient of Days took his seat on the throne, and he destroyed the Antichrist and opened heaven's gate for the return of Christ. Daniel chapter number 7, verse 14 says, "And to him, Christ, was given dominion, honor, and kingdom, and power, so that all the peoples, nations, and populations of all languages might bow before him, serve him, and worship him." His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. His kingdom will not be destroyed. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. It's a spiritual kingdom. But no forces of darkness will destroy that kingdom." But since our message this morning focuses on the Ancient of Days, I will not exegete these are different kingdoms, empires, and powers in light of the end times. That sense is a message for another day. But as a way of introduction, the metaphor Ancient of Days has been used as a source of inspiration in the arts and music, symbolizing the Creator's aspects of eternity combined with absolute beauty and divine perfection. For example, the Ancient of Days, Blessings and Honor, a powerful and meaningful worship song by Ron Canole, draws its inspiration from the book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, 9, and 13, and 22, which we just read together. The lyrics go like this: "Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all creation will bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth will declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne in worship. You will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. O Ancient of Days, your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing the Lord a song. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. for none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Now, the question is, who is this Ancient of Days the Bible is referring to? Who is this Ancient of Days that people from generation to generation have sung to and worshipped? And you can find that in all the Psalms and in the Old Testament, referring to this Ancient of Days. Who is this, you ask? Based on the three passages we just read, and as Aria alluded to, the Ancient of Days is an apparent reference to Yahweh, being from before the beginning of time. This sounds similar to what we find in Psalm 90, verse 2, where Moses said, "From everlasting to everlasting, our God reigns, from eternity past to eternity future." And Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, which refers to God as the first and the last. And we know it as the Alpha and Omega in the Greek alphabet, and also the beginning and the end, the A and the Z in our alphabet, and the Genesis and the Revelation. These scriptures we just read allude to the eternality of God, an attribute unique only to the God Yahweh, the supreme being, who was, who is, and is to come. The engineer and ruler, creator of the entire universe, including the galaxies that they are now discovering. So powerful, so amazing, breathtaking. Our God is so big, so awesome. You cannot even begin to think about the depth of who he is, the height and the width of what God has done and revealed in this world. He's an awesome God. And science is proving that our God is great. Psalm 90, verse 1, Moses says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." In other words, you have been our habitation. "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." That's the kind of God you worship. Since God existed before the mountains, the earth, and the world were created, because he is from everlasting to everlasting, he is rightly called the Ancient of Days. He has been around since the beginning of time. He existed before time even. He created time. Even before the heavens and the earth were created, God. Anything that the Bible talks about, before it came to pass, God. He is and always has been and always will be Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. He had no predecessor and will never have a successor. He had no beginning and no end. I know that it's hard for human brains to grasp the idea of God existing before the beginning of time. He says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Even more challenging is the idea that not only did God exist before time, but he's going to exist even after time has stopped. Can you imagine that? He lives outside time. I think that's the true meaning of the Ancient of Days. It's a term given to our God, who has existed before and will continue to exist after time. That again is more than our brains can grasp. Just thinking about it is enough to give you a migraine or drive you crazy. Okay? Trust the word of God, believe in the Lord, but don't go too crazy thinking. Who created God? Who created the one who created God? You know, those kind of questions will drive you crazy. So who is the Ancient of Days? The Ancient of Days is Yahweh, the one who sits on the throne. Yahweh, who sits on the throne, according to Daniel. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19 confirms, "Therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne with all the hosts of heaven, standing beside him from his right hand and his left." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, the familiar one. "In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, Yahweh Adonai, sitting on a high and raised throne, and the hem of his robe was filling the temple." And in Isaiah verse 3 of chapter 6, then the Bible says, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And then verse 5b says, "For my eyes have seen the King Yahweh Sabaoth, God of angel armies." The one who sits on the throne is the King. The Bible speaks of Yahweh as King. Psalm 10 verse 6, "Yahweh is King forever and ever." Psalm 29 verse 10, "Yahweh sits enthroned at the flood, and Yahweh sits as King forever." Psalm 47 verse 7, "For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding." And Psalm 90 verse 1 to 2, "The Lord reigns. He wraps himself in light. The Lord is dressed in majesty and armed with strength." Emphasis is mine. "Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago, O God. You are from all eternity." And Lamentations chapter 5, verse 19, "You, O Yahweh, will sit forever on your throne from generation to generation." Since the Ancient of Days, Yahweh is the King who sits on the throne. The one who sits on the throne as the King is also judge. He is also the judge. He doesn't just sit there to look cute. When he sits on his throne as King, he is judge. In other words, the Ancient of Days is both King of the universe and judge. Isaiah 33 verse 22, "For Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our King. He is the one who will save us." Verse 22 of our text says, "Until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of God, the Most High, and the time came when the saints inherited or possessed the kingdom. Time will come, saints, when we will possess the kingdom in its fullness. Right now, the kingdom has come, but we have not seen the fullness of the kingdom yet. That is yet to come. Otherwise, there will be no devil. There will be no demons, no darkness. But the kingdom of God has not fully come. Once it comes around to fruition, we will see God judging the kingdom of darkness and death and Satan and his minions. They will be thrown in the lake of fire. Psalm 98 verse 9. Yahweh is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. He is judge, remember? He will judge the earth and the peoples with equity. So these verses establish beyond any shadow of doubt the Ancient of Days, Yahweh God, the one who sits on the throne as both the king and the judge, will bring the kingdom come to pass in the fullness of time. There will be no more suffering, no more tears, no more pain, because all that will pass away, and behold, the new will come. Because God will wipe away all our tears. No more suffering. No more pain. I hope you will be there. I hope. But sometimes, Ancient of Days refers to Jesus Christ, who will return in the end times to pronounce judgment on the world. That is a lot of theology. But you'll find that in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, if you're interested in that. Now, as we begin our descent, I encourage you, saints, to apply the name of God, Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days, to your life as a Christian on your journey of faith. Know that you know that you know that you know that the Ancient of Days will never leave you nor forsake you. Is God eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, and nothing in this world can defeat him. He's awesome, he's great, he's seated on his throne, he's reigning in power and over all the kingdoms of this world. He rules among the kingdoms of men, even though they think they're in charge. They inflict pain at will, but God rules. They're on a leash. And guess who's behind the leash? Your God. They can only go this far. One of the greatest joys as believers is our confidence, trust in God and his word, and knowing that the Ancient of Days sits on his throne and rules as a supreme and sovereign king. He has no advisors. He is king. But now, when you look at the world, and even our nation today, we see chaos, confusion, uncertainty, and relentless fear and intimidation coming from the other side. And we wonder, where is God in all this? Where is God when it pains so bad? Where is God when evil seems to be winning every day? Where is God? But I want you to know that our loving and caring Abba Father, the Ancient of Days, surrounds us with his comfort, protection, and peace every day. He controls all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Those who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit, Romans 7:14, are sons and daughters of God. So he will not answer your question sometimes because he doesn't have to answer your question to prove that he is God. But know and trust that God is in charge and he knows what he's doing. Nations are in confusion, rising against each other. The gods of comfort, the rule of law, education, civilization, the economy, health, and wealth are all in distress. And the kingdoms of this world and the old order are falling apart every day right before our eyes. But the Lord of armies is with those who fear him. Psalm 46, verse 6 and 7. He is our refuge, our rock, our hiding place, our habitation, and our protection. He is our very present help in times of need. Psalm 41, verse 10 admonishes us, because you know the Ancient of Days, because you know that he is king, but because you know that he will judge evil in the fullness of time. Isaiah says, do not fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it matters who is beside you. It matters whom you are walking with. It matters. And there lies the power of your confidence and your faith and your trust in God. So, as I conclude, who is Atik Yomin to you? How does knowing God as Atik Yomin impact your life? Can you grow in your Christian walk by understanding God as Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days? I encourage you to spend some time this week thinking about the truth of this name of God, the Ancient of Days, who has always been and always will be watching over your life according to his will and purposes. The Ancient of Days sits on a throne and he rules among the kingdoms of men. Do not be dismayed, saints. We know how this all ends. The devil can be causing catastrophe and trouble, but we do know deep down in our hearts that in the end, God wins.